Blog Talk Radio.
In what year?
You're
asking me.
I'm terrible with that.
Oh, it had to be like
81?
No, I don't think it was that early. It definitely was the 80s. It might have been 87.
Oh, okay.
But you are with New Time Slot. Give us a hand for the New Time Slot, Elise Ziegler.
Oh,
come on.
They're sleeping.
We're gonna ask them to do it one more time.
I know.
Give us a hand. Give us a hand for the New Time
Slot. Are they sleeping?
There we go. You know what? It might be, you know, usual time was Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we have to wake them
Monday,
back up.
Monday, you know, Monday, it's like, you know, you might have partied hardy this weekend.
And we haven't been
we
around for a little while.
Better than that. Welcome, people. Welcome to She's Raising the Bar Blog Talk Radio. New show time, 1 o'clock on Monday. So, old people joining us, thank you for coming back. New people joining us. Hope you enjoy the ride because we enjoy driving you. What do you think? What say you, Elise Ziegler?
I love driving.
You like driving? Okay. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking you. But proper intros for anybody who is, because you always get annoyed at me for.
Could I go first?
Go ahead.
To my right.
Oh.
The lovely.
Oh. Ow.
Excitingly.
Arr.
Beautifully.
Oh.
Elegantly.
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 Okay. I'm liking the way this is going. Go ahead.
The only one in the world, Lori Towers.
Well, I like that. See, I'm blushing too hard to actually collect my thoughts. But I will say, sitting to my left and always very close to my heart
is
the wonderfully talented who just had a book. A book signing
don't
last
make me blush.
Week to Staten Island with Love.
Yes.
Great book, great turnout. Just saying.
Thank you for that. And thank you for everybody that came.
Oh, my God. You know what the funny thing is? I was thinking we didn't have a show last week because we were busy with all the lessons. So that would have been a nice way to, but we had a lot of people there anyway. It was just a lot of people.
What do you mean, have a show?
No. Announce it on last week's
but we haven't been on for a couple of weeks.
That's what I'm saying,
because
we were busy with
busy.
All the PR stuff that we were doing with that. But it would have been a nice thing to announce.
Of course.
But it was, you know what, for anybody who's just listening, Elise has a book that came out, To Staten Island with Love, which is actually the only photography book on
Staten Island. Of Staten Island,
And we had a whole big book signing party last week, and it was like standing room only, and we had a great time.
It was a great turnout.
And it was,
a lot of fun.
It was. The Staten Island Museum hosted that. Thank you very much, dear.
Yes.
And, we had a lot of fun. And that was last Wednesday. And
here we are.
And
here
we are.
May already.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. It's not feeling like May, but.
No. That's sure.
Maybe soon. I think that's the thing about May.
Right?
But you know, you and I were talking before about pictures of us
last May.
With
jackets
promo
on.
For the show. We had jackets on. You tend to be cold anyway, but you had your leather jacket on, and I was wearing a trench coat for a couple of publicity shots.
You know, I don't care if it's cold. Give me some sun.
I know.
Give me some sun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, the sun is a little warmer. So if the sun is out, it'll be a beautiful day.
Well, on Saturday, if
it was
in the
beautiful.
Sun, you know.
I got burnt, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
You could see see my eyes?
I do.
With my glasses were? It's all white.
You wore your sunglasses, right?
I wore these. They turned into sunglasses.
Yeah. But soon, you know, but before you know it, we'll be on the air talking about how hot it is and how oppressive in New York.
I love it.
Summers.
I never complain about that.
Only when you're down on the platform. And a couple times we've done
stuff. Well, that's
different.
I couldn't breathe down there.
Manhattan,
a couple times that I went with you. It's terrible.
It is.
It's stifling. Oof. But I don't know how people do it every day in the summer.
You do. And you know what? This is what I always
tell
people.
It's not healthy, though.
It's not. And this is why I tell people in the summer, if you're feeling a little lightheaded, if you're feeling like you're not up to getting on the train, stay home.
Yeah.
Because what happens is those platforms can get up to about like 110 degrees.
And by the time you get on the train, it hits you because it's moving.
Or,
and then you tell me there's a sick passenger on the train.
How many times have I said that to you?
Too many times.
Or you're going from, you know, this oppressive heat to cold. You have the air conditioner of the train.
Yeah, there's no medium there.
You know, stay home if you're not, because that's not the place for you to be. But today we have a roundtable, and it's always, I think, one of the best shows of the month with our regulars. Yeah, give them a hand. The new people in the audience will get to know these lovely ladies, Nancy Donahue and Patricia Martin, always come on, and they've been on for the past 2 years with us, steady, I believe it is.
Yes.
And what inspired today's show is I don't watch Game of Thrones. I get it on the periphery of it. I live vicariously through Elite when she watches these shows.
Great show.
And a couple of weeks ago, you were telling me about a show where they knighted a woman.
There's a woman on the show, and she's a huge warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's out there with the men fighting and stuff like that. She's a big, tall woman. And they were getting ready for the big war.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to just shorten this out, this whole story.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting ready for the war, so what they were doing, they were all thinking they're going to die the next day anyway.
Mm.
So they were sitting around drinking and stuff like that, and
they
went around, I guess, the table, and they asked, so what would you, you know, desire in your life, you know, before you died?
Yeah.
And she herself said she wants to be knighted.
Huh.
But then the others go, oh. And she goes, yeah, but women don't get knighted. It's just not in history. That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So they said that's not true. And one of them is like, he's like not a king, but he's below a king. Like, what do they call somebody below a king?
I don't know. The
but he's, right.
Yeah.
So he says, I will knight you.
Mm.
So he knighted her. And it was a very touching episode. And I thought, you know, go woman, you know?
Yeah.
But in that episode, too, that one of the women killed the head of the dead, is what it was.
Mm.
So a woman killed the...
Wow, okay.
You know, she was the hero of that episode,
you know,
so.
Now I'm thinking, okay, below a king as far as...
Yeah, what is below a king?
I think it's a prince and then a duke. I'm not quite. I don't follow the royals or anything like that.
I think it was Prince Jeffrey.
I think it's got to be king, prince. I, you know what? Again,
isn't
I should.
Prince Jeffrey, the PR person.
The prince, our own Jeffrey. So yes.
That's what I thought.
But you know,
he
works for Belcour and
I know. We'll be talking to him.
And he's always. But he's a king to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey, if you're listening, you know that.
King, prince, all the same.
But I think the ladies.
Yes,
are
they're
on
board.
I'm
going to bring them on. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Nancy. Happy post Mother's Day.
Yes.
Was it a good day?
Thank you. And to everybody as well. Yes.
Is Patty there?
Really?
I just want to check.
I am here.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I'm just checking up. Raise your hand if you're here.
Yeah, we can't see it, but raise your hands anyway. So that's our show today, ladies. We were thinking about, because you know what the oddest thing is, in all our, and we've had these amazing conversations with these ladies, we've never really brought it back to, and it's the simplest thing, the most common denominator we can have. We've never discussed any of our heroes. Like, if we were going to knight a woman, who are these women that we hold in high esteem that we would say, you know what, if I had the right to knight somebody, it would be, you know, whatever role models we have. And we've never, in the 2 years we've had this collaboration, we've never had this discussion, oddly
enough.
That's
true.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
You have a hero? I mean, you girls have a hero before we get into it?
I'm sorry?
Do you girls have a hero that you look up to, like somebody in mind?
Oh, I do.
I'm asking Nancy now, do you? I have of course I have many.
Okay. All right. Then we'll go around the table. Whose doggy is that?
That is
that's
my Colbert.
Oh, that's
protecting the fort.
Coco Chanel.
Come here. Stop. Okay.
Put him
he
on
wants
the phone.
To voice his opinion about heroes. No, heroes.
Okay, so, but that's our thought. Whoever wants to go first, if you had to, I mean, like I said, if you had to knight a woman,
mm-hmm.
who would that be? I mean, who do you hold? I mean, again, that's might be a little too powerful, but I mean, who are the, and I'm going to go last because there's a few different women that I hold in that category. There's no one woman, and you could pick as many as you want. Who are the women that inspired you to be who you are?
Oh, that's a different story.
No, I think that. But that, I mean, Elite, that's what heroes are. They inspire you to try to
be like them, or just you know
inspire you in general. They're not even being like them, but inspire
you. Okay, all right. I'm thinking about it.
You think about it, Elite.
All right.
You go over there and you think. Whoever wants to go first.
Who wants to go first between you two?
Oh, I'll go. I have them on the top of my head. Okay, so first of all, this is a pretty easy question, but. The first one, of course, is my mother, who inspires me each and every day. That's a hands down number one, just because she's a strong role model, hardworking philanthropist, and all of the above. And then, of course, I have to say Michelle Obama. I just finished her book a few weeks ago.
How was it? Was it good?
Oh no,
yeah.
It's phenomenal. It is hands down so phenomenal. I mean, you know, and some people that I talk to, they say, oh no, I don't want to read it. You know, she does all this big, she did this big hoopla, you know, to raise money for her, sell her book to a, you know, in a stadium. And I thought, why would that be the reason not to read the book?
Yeah,
she is so inspirational, came from absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Just a well-grounded, you know, hardworking family. And for movie star role-y types, I would do Glenn Close from her role in The Wife. So, I mean, when you sent this to me over the weekend, I had to think a lot about it because I'm not the kind of Wonder Woman type person. I really had to have a think about it. But, of course, my mother and Michelle came to my mind. But, yeah, Glenn Close is just phenomenal, especially
that movie
in that role.
The Wife.
Yeah.
I have to look that movie up.
That
I love her as an actress.
Yeah, she's great. She's really
great. I have to see if it's streaming.
And she's another Meryl Streep type because I've never seen her in a
but
role.
She does
that,
it like more of a.
Yeah, but I've never. I mean, she actually. I mean, her when she was in what was it? Basic Instinct. What was it?
No, that was Sharon Stone.
No. That was.
That
was
Sharon.
The other one. Where she killed.
The one Michael Douglas, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was Glenn Close. Yeah. That was Glenn
Close. Glenn
Close.
Yep.
What was the name? I can't think of it now.
It's not
so that was, I forget the name of it. I can Google it real quick. But, it was Glenn Close. And, you know, unfortunately, she didn't win
Basic
the
Instinct.
Oscar.
Basic Instinct.
I just said that.
Yeah.
I thought Sharon Stone was in that. Or there was another movie that was like that.
I don't know. It's one of those movies. But she was phenomenal because, you know, she playing someone who is that walking the line of sanity
evil.
And insanity, and again, with layers of psychiatric damage,
mm-hmm.
she was absolutely wonderful of going from one frame to another where she was okay and smiling, then all of a sudden her face derailed, and she saw that this woman had very, very deep problems. I've always loved her.
Very
I've
good.
I always loved her. Yeah. Close.
Okay, Patty.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're a bit dovetailed because I adore Michelle Obama. I really look up to her. And I was going to say, as an actress, besides Glenn Close, who I did write about in The Right Side of 40.
You did. That's right. That's right.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Also because she's got dignity. She's talented. She's not arrogant. She's always a class act. And I know she was in an area where I used to live, she was fiercely protective of her privacy and her children, but was very gracious. She called out a photographer once, but in a very nice way, saying, you know, you can photograph me, but leave my children alone. And I think she's great. But speaking of The Right Side of 40, to me, the women that I got to interview, I mean, I interviewed over 100 women after they had answered a very intensive questionnaire. They really had to do some soul searching, and a lot of them said it was better than therapy or it changed their direction in life and so forth. but and 55 made it into the book. But I have to say, each and every woman, and they were from all walks of life. A few were, you know, well known, but most of them could be your neighbor, you know, or your sister. And I have to say, I admired each and every one of them for going through that process and opening themselves up and sharing and teaching people that everybody's got, something to say, something to contribute. Everybody has a story. Everybody's overcome things. It was just a very beautiful and humbling experience for me. So to me, they were my heroes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And, you know,
yeah.
there's something about being able to, and I'm not good at that, being able to bare your soul. I mean, you could say whatever you want when you're off the record,
mm-hmm.
but the minute it becomes on the record, you become very territorial about what you're saying, what you're giving away of your private life, and you start rethinking, well, I don't want that. I don't want people to know that. I don't want people to know that. So the people that can do that, I have to say I admire that because that's I'm fiercely protective of my life and what I say and what I share, and you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a few of them did speak off the record, and it was actually not for themselves. It was to protect their family.
The family,
yes. Yeah.
Because some of them, like, they never told anybody that they had been raped.
Mm.
I mean, it was that kind of thing, and they didn't want to upset their spouse or their parents or their children. So, and what really shocked me was at the time, and it was not one of the questions. It wasn't something that, you know, I mean, each conversation was spontaneous. It sprung off the questionnaire. But a number, at that time, 10% of the women I interviewed shared that they had been sexually abused or raped.
Wow.
And that was just the ones who offered that up. And that, to me, was absolutely stunningly mind-boggling. And like I said, it wasn't a question that – it wasn't an area that I went into as a matter of course. So,
Then
other women were like, one of them, she had been abused by her preacher. Her mother would beat her because she didn't want to go to church with the reverend who was – abusing her.
Oh, God.
So she'd go driving with, and she was a kid. She was like 8. And he would molest her. She ended up with a lot of psychological and physical trauma, ended up on meds and got addicted. She became a drug addict, and she developed HIV. And her son was fortunately not born HIV positive. As a result of her traumatic life, you know, early life, she's now a drug and survivor counselor.
Wonderful.
And she said to me, "You can share whatever I tell you, whatever you want, as long as I just want to help other people."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God bless her. God bless her.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, was this the first time she disclosed this, or had she been vocal with it in the past, or was this like, you know, the first time she came out with it was with you?
I'm assuming she'd been vocal in the past a counselor, but I didn't know her prior. You know, I didn't know most of the women until I interviewed them personally. So she was just, you know, she was just this brave, this is me, this is what happened, and this is how I'm dealing with it.
Wow.
Now, Patty, I just have to. What did you do the interview for? Just for yourself, or was it for?
No, it's for a book. It was for a book.
I collaborated
with a photographer. There's black and white portraits and interviews. It's called The Right Side of 40: Celebrating Timeless Women, and it's all women over the age of 40. It came out quite a while ago. I'm due for a sequel, but I'm working on some other projects.
I'm waiting, Patty. 60
I'm working
is the
it.
New
I'm working
30.
It, honey.
That's what you should do. 60 is the new side of 40.
You know what? Something. We're going to see Nancy probably next week, right?
Yes.
Next week. So I think I'm going to order. I'm going to order the book, and I'm going to bring it to you, Nancy. You'll love it.
Oh yeah, no, I would love to read it. You know, I'm a bookworm. I'm just plow through a book, so that's why I asked, and I kind of thought, Patty, that was for one of your books, but great. No, I would love to read
it. You will love the photography, too. The
pictures
are
phenomenal.
All these amazing black and white shots. I have it on my shelf in my office at home. It's just a great book. How many years ago, Patty, was that?
Oh, my gosh. It was about 22 years ago.
22 years ago.
Oh, you're kidding.
And it was the
first
book of its kind. There were a lot of Me Too books afterwards. Mm-hmm. I remember we were looking for, and we didn't want it to be a celebrity book, but we did reach out, we did connect with a few celebrities, agents, and one of them was, we were taking people that we found interesting, like Judy Davis.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And her agent, we faxed over some sample pages and the questionnaire and talked to him, and he was like, sweetie, darling, sweetie, this is fabulous. It's marvelous. It's brilliant. But I can guarantee you there is not a single woman in Hollywood who wants to emphasize the fact that she's over 40. And so, Then finally there was like a 50 and Fabulous, cover on People magazine several years later. And there were so many Me Toos. I had a magazine rip me off that didn't write about it. And I actually found a book that was quite like mine. I mean, not as I dare say it was like a labor of love, and I'm proud of it. It wasn't as good, but she actually plagiarized sections from my introduction and the format of the book.
Yeah, I think you told
so
me that.
So they say that, what do they say, that it's a form of a compliment when people
I guess so.
Imitate you, but it kind of stung a bit, but yet it was the first and wonderful, and it was totally a labor of love, and I think it still holds up to this day.
Well, and you know something, Patricia, you were supposed to do, because she had actually years ago interviewed me for The Right Side of Aging. Was that the one you were working on?
I think I wanted to do another one. What was that project? It didn't happen because the photographer was kind of
they've
done that,
like
got to move on
ago.
To other things.
Right.
Huh?
That was about 12 years ago, I remember.
That might have been adversity, too. I was working on something
about.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been good. You know what? This is the beautiful part of the time we're living in now. Anything could launch now. You know what I'm saying? Anything.
Well, everything is a story, because there's so many stories
people
have not told.
Yeah, well,
that's the thing,
Okay, go ahead. Now, you, my love. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, I really don't have heroes.
Okay, but
I really
don't have to be a hero like that.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
I was telling Lori, Olivia Newton-John has always been my she was always like a icon to me as I was growing up. And I just finished her memoir, and for her to beat cancer 3 times and always have, a cheery outlook in life. Everything is, beautiful. Her shows still go on. She built that whole cancer research for all these things that she's been through to just raise the money to build it. And I have to say, it sounds corny, but Lori Towers is my
hero. Oh, honey, don't do that.
I have to tell you, ladies, I know Patty knows her very well, and Nancy knows her pretty much well, but I really know Lori very well. And I've never seen somebody as strong. And if I tell you, ladies, strong, anything she does, she does it with 110%. And then she's always happy. That's what kills me.
I know.
I love her, and I
hate her.
She's inspiring, but I just can't fathom somebody being happy all the time.
Oh,
and she plays a mean bass. I mean, come on.
Thank you, Patty.
She
plays a mean bass.
Yes. Well, everything she does, she does with 110%. But
and
that's
it's a gift
hero.
To have her. I always
it
consider,
is.
I joke with her, but it's a gift to have her in my life, and it's a gift to have her, what I call it, she rides shotgun with me.
Oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh, that's so nice.
I don't
nice.
Know what to do. Now I'm too wobbly. I'm too wobbly to go on. Now what am I supposed to do? Okay, my heroes. I don't know what to do. Okay.
I got her clumped.
You got me clumped. You know what? I don't have heroes. It just, I think... what I do in life is I take sections and aspects of certain people, and I just apply them where I need. And I'll give you 3 ladies that I think have always my go-to women. First, Coco Chanel, just because she was this great entrepreneur. And again, there's there's a subtext to her that, you know, again, a lot of her funding was subsidized by men. There was talk about her being a Nazi sympathizer. A lot of stuff that I might not agree with, you know, as far mm-hmm. as ethically.
Yeah.
But she was the only one spinning a large amount of what she was doing back when women just didn't. And she just constantly, hats, perfumes, which was brought her to, you know, fame. But she just didn't stop till she was probably like 2 weeks before her death. So that, as an entrepreneur, Coco Chanel. Now, then I bring up Ethel Merman. Well, people are saying, Ethel Merman? I was never a fan of her singing, but yeah, Nancy and I have had this dialogue. Nancy knows my work. Nancy and I have the same work ethics. The show goes on, regardless of anything, and Ethel Merman never, ever had her understudy step in for her, and her understudy for a large amount of time was Elaine Stritch. And Ethel Merman would show up, broken leg, back out, flu.
Right.
She was she was where she should be 7 days a week. And that's for work ethics, I would say Ethel Merman. For political,
I would never.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She was, but that was old, you know, Nancy, that was old Broadway.
How come you get three different areas
to
pick
because
from?
I can't pick one. No, this is what I'm saying. But
she changed the whole dialogue.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm only kidding.
But for political leanings, Bella Abzug, who didn't care what she was doing. She put herself, she was certainly had deep roots in her community. And when there was this whole gay bashing and Stonewall, they rang Bella Abzug's bell at 3:00 in the morning, and she and her husband answered the door, and she was right there. Protest didn't matter. So for you know, she cared about her community, and she was very left in politics, and she didn't care who she offended. She didn't care. She stood with her community.
She was there.
And she was about her values and her beliefs. So politically and ethically, I would say it was Bella Abzug. So it's those three for me. But anybody could pick more if you want. It doesn't have to be one. I just couldn't say thank you.
Well, maybe, you know what, I think maybe the word heroes is the wrong word for this.
Yeah,
I think it should be, I don't know. But not, a hero is, it's kind of, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm not calling people my hero. I'm just maybe my role model or
inspiration.
I don't know what the other term may be, but do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just, the women that I picked are just women that I just really admire. And
yeah,
I think it's more like that.
You know, I should have said Eleanor Roosevelt, too, because she was another one. No, but I'm just saying
these are women.
I mean, and that's, I think, the thing is, and I think Nancy said the same thing, you can't really have one hero because life is ever-changing, and you change as a person.
Sure.
And it's just
and
like,
we get
you
older.
Know, as you move into different areas of your life, other people are going to come and touch you and say, well, you know, this is where I am now. So I think it's a great thing to be there.
Well, now, a woman that I admire and I'm starting to follow is Alexandria, I'm probably not pronouncing it right, Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Congress. Yeah, I think she is brilliant. She's classy.
Yeah.
She doesn't back down, but she goes head to head, but she does it in such a classy way. And she's a force to be reckoned with, you know. And she even said, that she's the least like, you know, women like me aren't supposed to run for office, was what she said on her during her campaign, advertising campaign, you know.
And how
she's
old
not
is she?
Privileged.
If she's 30, she's a day, right?
Yeah,
she
I think
then?
She ran when she was like 28 or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
and
she's
know,
a hot ticket.
And she, you know, the thing is, and she's got all the appeal, and I'm going to speak to Nancy, too, about like Michelle Obama. She's a glamorous woman who is just very, very, she knows what she's, I mean, she doesn't back down, but yet she knows exactly what she's talking about, and she still, people would say she's definitely, you know, wet behind the ears, but she just is fantastic. And I think what she's giving us now in 10 years, she's definitely,
imagine.
I would say she's going to run. I wouldn't say before then, but president could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah. She's like a big, huge threat to the good old boys because she's mm-hmm. young, she's smart, she's beautiful, and she's strong. You know, she's like, they're really going to hate her.
And they already are. They're already saying, I mean, I've seen things on Facebook. They say, oh, she's very cold. She doesn't smile. And it goes back to several shows that we've had. Well, why does she have to smile?
Right.
Why does a woman have to be pretty and smile for the camera? It's just like, okay, she smiles when she has to, but I'm sure if she's
give her a
speaking,
reason to smile.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no one ever questions why so-and-so. Well, Joe Biden is a nice guy and he always smiles. But I'm just saying, for example, no one ever questions why a man is not smiling. You don't have to.
You can't.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't smile all the time.
No.
But, you know, when I was thinking of tickets, and I'm going to go off topic here, you know, everybody's saying they want Kamala Harris to it's never going to happen. But I was also thinking of, like, a Biden-Harris ticket. I think that would work.
That would be great.
I think that would work.
That would be great.
That would be really good.
I think it would be great. Patty, what do you think? Where are you, Patty?
I would love to have a ticket that I would believe in it, you know? I would definitely. I mean, it's too soon to tell, but I really hope we do get a strong ticket because Lordy knows we need it.
So many people are going to drop out. People are going to attach to the bandwagon. It's much too soon. I don't understand why they start so soon because the time we get there, it's just not the same people anymore.
Well,
clearly, I think the ticket is going to have to be Biden. I think that's
if he makes it till then,
yeah, he'll make it. He's why
I'm
he
not
make
saying health wise.
Yeah,
I'm saying
it.
Maybe he'll just get tired of all the politics and the talk and the nonsense.
No, I don't think so. I think he's, you know, he got through that little rough patch, that stupid rough patch with these women. You know, I think we talked about this. That's the last thing, but you know, I think he's really the strongest. I mean, there's a lot of young, I never can say his name, like the mayor, the gay guy.
Oh, I can't even pronounce his name, which is
Bo something, Bond something.
I don't know, mayor something, but I think he's phenomenal. I've seen him interviewed. I also like, I can't remember people's names. There's so many of them. But there's another young guy from
O'Rourke.
Texas.
Beto O'Rourke, I like him, but it's too soon.
Oh, Beto, that's it. Beto,
that's
the one. Yeah.
I like him.
Yep.
But it's going to be hard to get a gay guy in the office. It really
right
is.
Now,
we don't.
And then there's
this
young
phenomenal.
Guy politician. Who is a young man politician who's like, he's married and he's got kids and he's got a dog and he's, you know, he's
he made that
like
comment
a
couple of weeks ago. He made a comment that feminist groups came out and said, listen, that was pretty sexist. And it really was taken apart too much. I forgot his name. But, it was something about his wife being the boss or something. It was something that really he meant as a joke, and you know he meant it as a joke.
The little bit of stuff I've seen about him, I find him quite appealing.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it is soon to tell. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not even thinking about
down.
It.
But I can tell you that from what I see, and again, I was young in the Kennedy era, Biden has the quality that Kennedy did.
Yeah.
He was able to reach across both sides of the aisle. And Obama could have, but unfortunately his pigmentation was against him.
An obstruction.
But, but had he been blonde hair, blue-eyed, it would have been a very different world for him. But I think Biden has that quality. I think he definitely could speak to the intellectuals and speak to the everyman and speak to I think he's got that. I think
and he has so much experience. Yeah, he has so much experience, which is what we need, you know.
Okay.
And to me, when I see him being interviewed, he doesn't look tired at all. He wants to go for it. I mean, this guy is, like, ready to roll.
And that's the thing. I mean, he's certainly, I would feel better for the rest of the voting population if he were 5 or 10 years younger. I certainly would. But he's really, I mean, he's mentally sound. He's in good shape.
How old is he? He's like 70s, right?
72.
Well, how old is Whack Job? He's the same age.
What I'm saying. Now, this is the sad part. Now, what we have in office now is I don't know how he's not having a stroke. I don't know how he hasn't had a heart attack.
Because that's the way
he runs his business.
But this is what I'm saying. He's in horrible shape.
But that's the way he is. He runs his business like that, and he runs the country the same way.
But he's when he went on TV and said a couple of weeks ago, I'm a young, vital man, it's like, well, not really, but okay if you think that.
No.
You know, so that's
the
thing.
No, not young and vital. He's such a train wreck.
No,
so Joe Biden is 76.
76?
Wow.
And Trump is 72.
Oh.
Bernie's 77. So Bernie needs to
go on vacation.
I have to say, I liked him initially, and I was with all of his policies, but, he just got to be a poor sport, and I never am on the side of somebody who's not a good loser. And I understand how he must have felt. But when the cameras are on you, don't fold your hands and make faces when Hillary is speaking. Just don't. Save that for when you're at home.
Yeah.
Complain to your wife, certainly.
All right.
But I think he'll do it. But I think he's got to get a female on the ticket, and I think Harris is it. It can't be Warren. I think Harris is going to be it.
Oh, Warren, forget it. What's the woman's name you all are talking about? I want to Google her.
Oh, Patty, how do you pronounce her name? They give her initials OCS. What is Patty?
Oh, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Where's Patty going during the show?
We have to turn the device on.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You'd know her face, Nancy. You'd know her face.
I know. That's how I want to look. Oh, okay. I got it. Okay.
She's a beautiful woman. I was particularly impressed with her when it was the Kavanaugh hearings. She very nicely laced into him. Was never anything that he was saying. She was getting cornered. She came prepared, and she had her list of grievances with him, and he just was stuttering through the whole thing. And
yeah, it's like she has a great center of gravity or something, or great balance. She's just not knocked off her course.
No.
She looks really young, you all. How old? She's really young.
29, Patty?
Yeah. Wow.
She's quite young, and that's the whole thing. Again, how many men are that young? I think she's O'Rourke might be a couple of years older than her. That's about it. But, she's young and she's pretty and she's considered, less potent. And that's usually the way it is. But I think she's going to pack a punch in quite a few years.
Well, she could do. That could be a dynamic duo right there. I mean, because you need somebody a bit younger, right?
I don't know if that's
too young, though, you all.
I think so. That's why I think Harris, who is, she might be 40.
Yeah.
So I think she'd be a good team for Biden, and they would complement each other. And I think that would be very good for him as far as any women who are sitting on the sidelines of saying, well, he was sexually inappropriate, he was this, he was that.
Oh, come on.
But that's what I'm doing. But that's the way it was going to go. And the minute one person came forward, I knew there was going to be, he touched my lower back.
Right.
That's so stupid. That whole stuff. That's so stupid.
Compared
to what Trump said, I mean, come on, Trump is allowed.
Nobody else is.
But see, that's the whole thing. And I loved when men came forward and said, listen, he did the same to me.
Right.
He touched my. That's him.
Right.
And when Lindsey Graham, who sold his soul to the devil and backs Trump, won back, right, and center, when he came forward, he said, Biden is my friend. And I know him. And when he hugs you, he's hugging you. He's not hugging agenda. He's hugging you as a person. And that's
right,
the one.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. So before you ladies go, I want, first of all, I want Patty. Patty had something to read about spring.
Oh, nice.
We need it.
We're going to come back to Nancy because I want to talk to Nancy about a couple of things. But Patricia, do you have it?
I do. But before I read it, I just have to say, speaking of writing, another person I admire is J.K. Rowling.
Oh,
okay. That right?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because she was a divorced mother with a deadbeat husband who was working to support her children and writing in her very limited free time. She was rejected and rejected and rejected. In fact, I went to a symposium panel discussion with one of the literary agencies that turned her down, and she was like, "How stupid were we?" But
wow,
she persevered, and she's created this whole empire, and she did it on her own. And she, you know, I just really admire her pursuing what she really felt strongly about, despite, you know, not having the easiest time of it. So that's a writer that I just like her story. But so the poem that I wrote is "There's Always a Day Every Spring That Just Grabs, Like Practically Burns My Eyes." I call it Impossible Spring. Mm-hmm. Impossibly green, the only way to describe early spring, that one day where everything suddenly springs to life in the natural world, regardless of what is happening in the unnatural world, regardless of wars or men tromping on other men, or men tromping on the environment, or another mass shooting, or more political doublespeak, or another self-serving political maneuver, or corporate swindle, or racial slur, or when no one admits the emperor is naked. But the green, oh, that green, that impossible, blinding green, so fresh, so brash, so unrelenting, its scent so sublime, nature forging ahead, unstoppable, unfolding life, beyond reason, impossible, promising green, the fleeting color of hope, one day, one fine spring day at a time.
Oh.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
How are you today?
Beautiful.
That's beautiful, Patty, because that's exactly how I feel like when I'm out in nature just taking, you know, pictures. It just, it's beautiful. And outside of that is the real world where, and it's so funny because I tell Lori this all the time. I love nature and I love nature's animals. And they coexist. I mean, you have ducks and you have geese and you have different kind of birds, different kind of, you know, every mammal, every animal, every species. And they all live together in peace and harmony. And all they want is food. That's it. And we step outside, like you said, what goes on in this crazy, crazy world. And nature is just beautiful. It's just there.
You know, nature never
changes. It changes from, you know, no trees to blossoming trees.
And the thing about nature is, especially with animals, it you know, its primal instincts dictate killing.
Right.
Ours are ego and land and money and, you know, and imperialism. That's what we answer to. And that's the difference between nature.
It's primal to eat.
No, but I'm just saying, when people say we're like animals, animals
no,
have
animals live better than we do.
Yeah, they have an understanding.
Yeah.
They coexist
of pecking order
perfectly.
That's what I'm saying.
And we can't.
Yeah.
We can't.
Unfortunately.
It's so sad. But it's a beautiful poem, Patty.
And we need some sun on my lovely elite.
No, I know. I was thinking the same thing, Lori.
And Lori Towers is still smiling in the corner over here, no matter what's going on outside. You see what I'm saying, girl?
Well, you know what? I always say it with me and elite. It's she brings the funk, I bring the spunk. That's how we work. That's how we work. But Nancy, directed to Nancy Donahue, I'm asking everybody, are you buff enough? That's what I'm talking about, because Mother's Day came, and the best gift, and you could still order, the best gift that you could give your mother or anybody you love is the gift of health. And that's where I'm turning the mic to Nancy Dunn, and tell us about her wonderful product.
So the Belcore Body Buffer, we're still on sale till tonight at midnight, from what I was told by Jeffrey, and you get a body buffer and three extra bonnets, which you always need. So it helps to soothe sore muscles, muscle recovery, lymphatic drainage, blood circulation, and helps with cellulite control. And it is just phenomenal. So I highly suggest everybody get one in their house soon as possible.
Yeah, because, I mean, summer is coming. What are you laughing at?
As soon as possible, I'm laughing at
it. But it's just summer.
Now I know. It is right around the corner. You got to get bikini ready, baby.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So no, this is no. It's a great product. I love it, of course. So you know, it's,
well, you stand behind it. So it's great.
Yeah,
and
I do. I do.
Is the website, Nancy? Yes. Belcore.
There's a website called Belcore.com, BelleCore.com.
Perfect.
And you can go there now and just grab it while you can. And then, you know, we will do a summer sale sometime in June for, you know, summer weather, bikini season. So we will do that. So if you don't get it today, you can get it. There'll
tomorrow.
Be,
and Memorial Day is coming up, too.
Yeah,
Memorial Day is
yeah.
like a big holiday before summer. It is summer.
Yeah.
So it turns summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, summer really doesn't turn until June, really. June 21st, summer solstice.
Well, the mood you're in, you're going to be saying August. Summer doesn't happen until
August. No, August is always over.
Oh, here we go. It's starting already. Pen.
You know what's funny? We wait all year for warm weather. All year we wait.
Uh-huh.
How many months of cold weather do we have? 10, maybe 8, okay? 8 to 10 months. Then we have 2 months of nice weather. And it's not nice.
Well, where's the alcohol in the studio? Because you definitely need something right about now. Patty, what do you have going on, darling?
What am I working on?
What do you have going on? Tell us about your speakeasy. Tell us.
Well, yeah, speakeasy is going really well. It's grown in the number of attendees, and the local radio station is
That's
now
right.
Recording it, and they're going to start running it on air. They're going to like
edit
it. Yeah, and we even have a theme song now. Our resident musicians who just show up all the time. I love them. Jim Bob, mm-hmm. a husband and wife team that play in a group called Hummingbird. Uh-huh. They did a theme song for it. So you know that's going to be going on air. And then
cool.
the end of the month, I'm going to Book Expo at the Javits Center in Manhattan
right.
To kind of just see what's out there on the market and get a feel for who and how I might approach some of the projects that I'm working on. So I'm kind of excited to be doing a little bit of research in that regard.
Very nice.
Well, that's phenomenal.
Very nice.
Yay.
And Alita, I wanted to congratulate you on air about your book launch. And
well,
I'm sorry
you.
I
so
never
much.
Made it.
It's
yes.
okay. It's okay.
No.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
She's
yeah.
quite
I wish I lived closer. I would have been there in a heartbeat.
I know,
the same
I know.
Thing with your upcoming shindig, Nancy.
I would have made you read that poem because it fit perfectly with my book.
That's you know, Emily, that's true.
It's so true. That's the first thing I thought when she was reading it. I'm telling you, it hit me. It hit my nerve.
You did.
We have to. We have to collaborate sometime, girl.
We do.
You know,
really
that would
do.
Be a very good idea.
We really do.
I think that'd be nice.
That would be great. It would be great if she wrote, you know, words to my pictures.
You know, Elite, that wouldn't be highly impossible.
No,
you know?
I know.
You know.
We have to talk, Patty.
We'll talk.
Yes, yes.
But ladies, thank you so much again. Nancy, we will see you next week, my love.
Yes,
I guess
so
to finally
excited.
Meet you.
Patty, you will be missed. I know. Well, we'll
hey,
have a blast. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to be a blast. So we have a magazine covering the party.
Very nice.
Tons of photographers. Elite, feel free to bring your camera because there'll be lots.
No, I'm hands free that night. Hands free.
Well, how
that's
much fun
okay.
I have. I love it.
So thank you,
okay.
ladies. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Day. See you next month.
Okay.
And enjoy.
All right, bye, everybody.
Love you guys.
Patricia
thank
Martin.
You.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Wonderful ladies that join us every month for the roundtable. The highest rating shows that we have are our roundtables. And you know what, I always love because it could just go anywhere.
That's right.
And then you start talking about politics, and you start talking about this, and you start talking about that. And it's just, I think it's just great. But I think that would be a good idea for you and Patty, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the right side of 40 is just, you know,
it's
text and pictures.
I know.
You know, and it's good stuff. And I'm going to remind me, I want to order one for Nancy and bring it to her next week. She'll definitely. And Nancy Dunhue was always represented by a man that we love as well, Jeffrey Saunders, who does her PR, and he always helps with the getting the buzz out and the posting pushes for the show. So, Jeffrey, we love you.
Can't wait to meet you.
And you'll love him. He's just charming. but, yeah. So we thank him, and Patty Martin is always so gracious with the time to come on, as is Nancy, and we always have a great show with them. But you threw my footing with that one, darling.
Well,
with
it's
saying,
the truth.
It's the truth,
because I don't have any heroes.
Well, I had to take my three, but they weren't. They would like no, but you don't understand something.
Oh, you get categories, and everybody just gets.
But because they could have, and that's why I said you could pick it. But you can't put everything in one person.
Listen, I totally get it.
You know, you pick and choose.
It should have been described more beforehand to what we had to come out with.
Well, then anybody could have. I mean, it could have been. I said it could have been one or two
of
people.
Course,
whatever,
definitely.
Whatever.
But we should have made it that way, like politically. You know,
well, I just did that because it's like there's so much that goes involved, that gets involved in who I am. It's like, well, I'm this, but I'm that. I'm that, but I'm this. I mean, you know,
right.
I'm not a consistent Scorpio. I'm a here, I'm a there. I'm a Gemini Scorpio, I think.
Gemini? No.
You know what
you
I'm saying.
You have one personality. They
no.
have two personalities.
No, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of different things
Surely not a Gemini.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a Gemini, but you know what I'm saying.
You're fierce.
Do you think I'm fierce?
Oh, very fierce in anything you do.
I'm just saying. But
and humble. Fierce and humble.
Oh, thank you, baby. Stop being so nice to me.
All right, let's end the show.
In front of all these people that are newcomers. Thank you. We have 10 more minutes to go. You don't want to talk to me anymore?
No, I just thought, you know, the way you rushed it out. So
no, I didn't. No, I didn't. But I just wanted to make sure that I know everybody's, you know, everybody's gracious with their time, and I don't want to make sure. I know Patty's got deadlines.
Okay.
Patty's
okay.
working, doing things, and I want, you know, I never want to assume
that
Nancy.
I just thought that you wanted to end the show.
No, Nancy has her stuff going on. So, but talking about your party last week,
yes.
you want to say anything about future projects that you?
Well, you know, like I said, I want to work on that. I don't want to say anything. People could steal it.
They're going to steal it anyway. But as we know, people stealing stuff.
No. But I do want to make a project with Patty, but I'm also going to do a project with my daughter.
I think that's great.
So, you know, she's as good, you know, with writing,
too.
So we're going to do something together.
I think that's a nice thing.
So
it's like a little bit of a legacy, right? That's a nice
thing. I think
it would
be nice.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
And, you know, that's the whole thing. It's just it's endless possibilities.
Oh, definitely.
You know, right?
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
I mean, you could just always do something, and there's always a new project. And, like, with Patty, and I'm so happy that she was saying, because The Right Side of 40 was, and I
she can have such a great comeback with the, with 60 is The Right Side of 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, play off that book.
And the funny thing is,
60 is the new 40.
I remember I was reading about the book before I even knew her.
Mm-hmm.
It was this book, I forgot, I think I was reading about it in the New York Times, and this was before I moved upstate and before I even knew who she was, and then I made the connection when she was on WDST. And that's when I realized that she, and, you know, again, it just, you just got to keep going. You just got to keep going because the book was hot, and you just got to keep hitting.
Sure.
But, yeah, there's plenty to do with it, with this movement. And you know what? And this is going to sound like a weird thing to say. While we have this administration, is the time
to
do it.
It's the best time, yes.
Because anybody who comes in, our rights are really not going to be up for grabs. People kind of get a little tired.
And they change, you know, perspective, change of way of thinking and stuff like that.
And because you don't think you have to worry too much about things. So,
exactly.
So now's the time. She definitely has another 2 years to do what she's got to do.
Yeah.
No, year and a half.
Me too. My project needs to be done that way too.
Well, I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to mention it.
No, because, you know, it's a book about trying to make people happy.
Mm.
And the society today, people are not happy because of what's going on around.
Mm.
So it will just hit on that kind of button. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But with her, with women, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
She has to get on the bandwagon now.
Yeah, because this 4 years was very, very important to, you know, bringing women out from wherever they felt they were, you know.
Well, give them women voices.
Yeah, they were comfortable and life is okay. I don't have to complain. And I think that's really what happened with this. So hopefully she does a little something. You know, just get it out there, you know.
I think
the worst thing is to get comfortable, you know? I always think that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I totally get that. And, again, this is where you're so different than everybody else.
No, but
you know, as we get older, we do slow down and we get tired. We get tired. There's just so much hours in a day that you can do what you want, pay attention to people who you need to, and for yourself, too. So, you know, you have so many different things as you get older that you have to prioritize.
See, now, this is where I always look at it the other way.
Hmm.
At this age, we are so much, I think most of us are more in touch with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're not building ourselves. We kind of know who we are. We're not
You're
trying
established.
To be, right. So now is the time to know what the best of you is, and you're willing to take risks. You're willing to say, well, I could do this, I could do that, and blah, blah, blah. Why did I stop? Because now there's like, and this is going to sound like a horrible thing that I'm saying. Now we're looking at the clock and the calendar, because now is a time where we do lose contemporaries. When we were in our 20s,
mm-hmm.
we weren't, unless it was a horrible thing. But we're losing our contemporaries, and you realize, okay, I'm, how old am I going to be, 57 in November? I always have to ask you. Okay, I'm going to be 57 in November. Not a problem. In 3 years ago, I'm going to be 60. And in 20 years, I'm going to be 80. Now,
mm-hmm.
20 years ago, I was in my 30s. So now you realize, okay, 80 is going to be very different, but 80 is still 80. So now you realize there's kind of a stopwatch in what I do. So let me cover as much ground as I can. So that's how I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not going to, you know, deny what you're saying because it's 100% true.
Yeah.
But there's so many people that could climb so many stones as quickly
oh, yeah.
as other people.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah,
some
yeah.
people move at a slower pace.
Of course.
Some people just don't want to move.
Yeah.
And some people just whiz ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but, you know, it's never a race.
It's never a race.
It's
no, exactly. But
it's whatever you want.
But things
that's
change, you know, mentally, physically, everything at a certain age, you know. You know,
you think
we slowed down. We mm-hmm. It's not that I slowed
but
down.
But how could you, because you...
My
you didn't slow down.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Uh-oh.
I can't
think. You're case, baby. Go ahead.
No. It's when you could stay up late and you can't do that no more. Or you could... oh, my God.
Energy? Adrenaline? No. What?
No,
what?
No.
I don't know. Can I buy a vowel? What?
Oh, my God. I don't have the stamina anymore.
Okay.
That's the
okay.
thing. That's the word I'm looking for. I don't have
but
the stamina.
But you're up early. So.
But that doesn't matter. You know, I could be up at 7 o'clock. I could be up at 8 o'clock. There's so many hours in a day that we could go on without us sitting down and getting tired. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens to everybody, you know. A teenager doesn't as quickly as it does for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have more stamina, and as we get older, it slows down.
Don't you think that the pressures that we have are what slows us down? A teenager, they have a different type of pressure. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, listen, I totally get about pressures, and that's, you know, it's part of life.
Hmm.
And it depends on how much pressure you're going to put on yourself in your life, you know?
Yeah.
Everything we do basically is our choices.
Yeah.
Whether it be pressure, whether it be, you know, staying out late, being home early, it's our choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, so. I get it. But like I said, it's just like, again, there's just so much. There's so many. Life is, you know, there's so much to do. That's why when people say they're bored, there's so much to do. There's so
you know,
many
as
things.
I tell you all the time, the days are just slipping by
mm-hmm.
so much,
mm-hmm.
so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kids. How long was a day? How long was a day?
Yeah.
It was like a week for us.
Well, think about this, and I always bring it
but
up.
But the reason
the
being.
Was how long.
Right, but the
summer
reason being is because we weren't so busy then. What did we do? We went to school. We got up. We ate breakfast. We went to school. We came home. We hung out. Went out with our friends. We really did nothing.
But you know what? Also, at that age, you're so thinking that once you grow up, you're missing something. When I'm an adult, I'm going to do this. And everything takes so long because you want to get to that age where you have independence. And then you don't realize the independence that you have brings on, you know, a host of other responsibilities.
Well, of course.
That's
adulthood.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. But when you're a kid, you're thinking, oh, I'm missing out on this. I can't wait to do this.
Because you're so naive.
And, you know, that's
Come
the
on.
Thing.
You're naive.
That's the thing. So,
but I'm just saying the reason everything is going so fast for us is because we're so busy doing so many different things in one day. In one day.
Yeah.
We pile in so much to get things done, and the day slips away because every minute is accounted for. Last week I told you I didn't want to train.
Mm.
I didn't, and I love my naps. I made sure I didn't nap
you
so my
nap
days were longer
yeah.
for me.
Yes. Yeah.
So I had a longer vacation. I didn't want to waste an hour of it.
Yeah.
Still went fast.
Of course it did. Oh, and yet last week you were like, so.
But I'm just saying in general,
everything.
It's just we're just so busy all the time. There's
yeah.
always something that we need to do.
And especially when you have kids, too. There's always, even if it's not you, it's something they need.
Oh, yeah.
That,
well, you know, and it's always something.
So animals, kids, it's all the same. You know, it takes time out of your day to feed your animals, clean the dishes up, you know, clean out, you know, whatever you have. Mm. It's an extra bonus to your day.
And the bonus is we're getting a new audience Mondays at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And we thank you for joining us.
So you're ending it now?
Yes, because
it seemed like you wanted to rush it off.
No, I had stuff to talk to you about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't finish what I had to say. And we thank you for joining us. And Wednesdays at 1 o'clock is no more. Mondays at 1 o'clock is forevermore. And we thank Nancy Donahue. We thank Patricia Martin for joining us and always making it a wonderful show. We should have an anniversary show if I find out when we first had them both on together, because we had a different roundtable lineup. I'm going to actually look into that and see what their anniversary. We'll have an anniversary show with them, an anniversary roundtable. And I would love to splice little pieces of, if we could do that, old shows with them. If we could possibly figure it out, and I'm looking at you because you could figure this out before me.
I need to find time in my day to figure it out.
No, I'm just saying.
You should say it in general.
If you didn't nap one week, one
no,
week, no, no, nap this week. Help me out, buddy.
We'll figure it out.
Help me out, buddy. And thank you, people. See you next week at 1 o'clock on Monday. Make it a wonderful day. Go out. Be kind to each other. Give back to the planet. Give back to mankind.
And let's coexist.
Coexist. That's the name of the game. Nina, take us home. Mm-hmm.